Okay, first of all, I want to give a lot of credit to the Jets. I thought they played hard, came after it, made plays in critical times, and appreciate how they played. I think we're a team that strives for consistent, never-ending improvement is how we talk, and I think the big word is consistent. I think there's times when, there's critical times, third downs, different situations, punt return, in those situations, they made more plays than us. Thought we did a pretty good job against the run defensively. Going in the game, that was a big mindset for us. Offensively, we had four turnovers. Defensively, we didn't get any. And, when you do that, it's tough to win.
Four turnovers. Are you really even giving yourself a chance?
Well, it's tough. I mean, we still had a chance, even, at the end. But, if we get that fumble and we recover it, still enough time. But it's an uphill battle when you do that, without a doubt.
On Nick's punt return fumble, did it look like he was looking upfield?
That's what it looked like to me. Like he saw it, looked down, and when he looked down, that's when it happened.
So we'll take a closer look on film, but it looked like he took his eyes off.
Was it an easy decision to put him back there because you're putting Brian back there?
Yeah, our philosophy is, in the field, we're using Nick in this game, and when it got closer to the 10-yard line in that area, then Brian was in.
Can you take something out of the fight that your team showed?
Sure. I mean, it's appreciate that. We always talk to our team. We're going to be truthful with them. We tell them the truth. Here's what happened. We didn't play very good in critical situations. We turned the ball over too many times. But the effort and the stick-to-itiveness and all those things are great. We always talk in terms of hope and encouragement with our guys. We refuse to get discouraged, and we play that way. But we just didn't make enough plays today.
How much of the focus on run defense was predicated on the fact Fitzpatrick's got a bad hand? Did you want to make...
Well, we have great respect for the offensive line and Ivory. He's a tremendous back, and if you let him get going, one of the things we saw was when he got over 100 yards, they had great chance for success. So we went in the game feeling like that was a high priority.
What was the key in limiting him to basically a yard to carry?
Yeah, it was good. I thought everybody played their responsibilities. We talk about when teams get exposed to plays, we have a miss hit, a missed tackle. I thought we tackled very well. I thought we set the edge, and I thought, guys, we had 11 guys around the ball. So, give credit to that.
Absolutely, TJ.
Well, they're a very good run defense too now. Very good. I mean, they play single safety middle, put the corners on islands, and really load up the box. So it was. And that's what happens sometimes. You get short yards, and then you get a chance to break one, and that's what he did.
Late in the game, he moved all the way down to the 10, then holding, then turnovers. What that hump is looking like?
Yeah, that's the critical times. Here we are now. Let's play really good football. It happened on third down some occasion early with the defense, happened with the offense in those situations, and we just got to put it in.
Is it particularly disappointing because you made plays in any game, the Buffalo game, and then you had the chance this game?
Yeah, we just didn't finish it. We didn't get that chance, at the end. So, yeah, I mean, that's you hope for one more chance. But you look back at it, really a lot of these were self-inflicted. The turnovers and penalties at inopportune times, we did it to ourselves. But, there's lessons from wins. I'd like to be up here talking to you. Hey, we can learn these from wins. But, we got to learn these lessons from losses as well.
Blake's fumble right in front of you. Did it look like he was indecisive? Didn't know whether to run or throw?
Looked like he was trying to extend the play a little bit, trying to give a chance for a double move, off of his scramble. Held the ball and then, made a play.
Is this part of what, when you talk about learning, is this part of the growth process when you got a young quarterback and things like this?
Well, we don't want to use that. We've got enough good players and veteran leadership and guys at a young age that are playing well enough that, we expect to play consistent football. And we didn't today. But we always look at there's things that we can look at and grow from. And some of these trials that we're going on, we'll use for next week to help us improve there. And it's challenging. But, the team, like I said, discouragement is not part of their vocabulary. I can talk it, but you can see it. And that's why I think you feel bad for a team that plays that hard. But, we put it on ourselves. We got to do more things right at critical times.
Looks like Walters had both feet in on that play that you reviewed. Also, to me, like the line judge was out of position. What did Walt Coleman say to you?
It just felt like they had, we thought so too. We challenged it, but they reviewed it and felt like he didn't have complete control. So.
What do you think of Blake overall? I mean, I know we had the big turnover there, but
right. Well, I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to say without looking out of it. I mean, look, we have two over 100-yard receivers, you know, in Hearns and Robinson, and did some good things. But still, we got down that red zone area, and you know, so whether it was a holding call or a sack or a fumble or, you know, so there's some things I think we'll look at and say he did some things well, and then some critical, you know, errors. And trying to make some things happen. So, you know, again, I'm sure he did some good things, and we'll look at the film to evaluate the whole process.
How much should Hearns and Robinson sort of stick to it? They each had a little, maybe a drop, over 120. How impressed were you by that?
Very good. What I appreciate is they came back on the drop. Allen Robinson had a drop, came back, and played consistent, made some big plays for us. So, you know, drops are going to happen. There's going to be one or two here or there. It's the NFL, and they play great coverage, too. Very talented DBs, very talented. And, you know, our guys were challenged, and I like how they bounced back from those and made plays. But you look at this, that one particular, that's what we're talking about. Oh, these critical plays, you know, at situations that could have really, really helped us.
With Sergio instead of Josh in the second half, what was going on?
We went into it, going to rotate him, play him both, so.
How do you
play? Seemed to play pretty well. I thought he challenged. He had, you know, put him on Brandon Marshall. He had four receptions, one in the late, you know, a touchdown. But I thought he really battled well. I give a lot of credit to Von House, what he's gone through the last 2 weeks and just how he persevered. It's a credit to him. And I really like how he kind of battled through that. And for the most part, he showed up today.
Tighter coverage overall?
It felt like it. You know, I think there was times where, you know, there was a 3rd and 12. They hit us on a screen. You know, one time we played a coverage. We missed it. We played it, you know, 20 plays later, and we get a tackle for a loss. You know, same coverage, same play. And, you know, that's the consistency that we're talking about.
Happy with the amount that Julius is involved in the offense?
I think whenever you have talented guys, I mean, the receivers are doing pretty good. You like to get everybody more touches, but ultimately we want that W. And I think everybody understands their role. But, yeah, I mean, he's a guy that you always look to get more involved.
More opportunities. I know you have to worry about keep an eye on how much you do this two-minute stuff, and then there's reasons why you don't at times. But he had a two-play drive and a three-play drive. I mean, does the quick strike things kind of say, well, maybe we should mix in a little bit more of it?
Well, I think you got to look at time and the situation. You know, the score and what they are and the style of coverage. What we saw in that two-minute situation was different than a first and second down, you know, and how they would attack it. So just like us, you know, sometimes you switch philosophies in a two-minute mode different than in a hurry-up situation in the first quarter. So I think you look at a team's philosophy and what they do. Does it change hurry-up versus a two-minute?
By 11 in the first half, looked like it was getting away from you and stuck with it and got back in it. Pleased with that?
Yeah, very pleased. I mean, to come back in the second half, even, you know, we held them on defense and came back. So, and then to come out in the second half and have the ball, you know, the guys in the locker room were great. Even during the first half, field position, I thought, was a critical area in the first half. You know, I thought return teams seemed to play pretty well except for the long kickoff return back to the 50. And when they had a short area defensively, we had some sudden change opportunities. I thought we did well. But when the shorter field, that's where their points came. And, you know, everything works hand in hand.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else coming in?